You're listening to 2020 Elections in the Country of Georgia. I'm your host, Corey Hopkins, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled, 2020 Elections in the Country of Georgia. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. The next elections to the Georgian dream to consolidate power in Georgia, the former Soviet Union, will take place on the 22nd of October 2020, coinciding with the presidential elections. The record of the Georgian dream as a tripartite government has been disappointing, and the party's internal problems have unintentionally brought the country's two largest political parties closer together. For example, despite the rift, European Georgia has categorically appointed Saakashvili as prime minister. Meanwhile, the main issues for average Georgia voters ahead of the 2020 election are clear: employment, poverty, and prices. If Georgia manages to hold fair elections in October, forming a coalition government will be a difficult test for the political class, as opposition parties have received more votes overall than the Georgian dream, polls show. One uncertainty is that we cannot predict who will do what at this stage, but it is one of the most important issues in the country's political landscape. If the Georgian dream remains in power through manipulation, Georgians will have the opportunity to exert pressure from the streets and protest. The announcement of a joint parliamentary statement is due, along with a planned rally commemorating the death of former Prime Minister Georgi Kvirikishvili, which initially appeared to cast doubt on the Georgian dream's future in the election. Demonstrators gather in front of the Georgian parliament after the resignation of the country's former Prime Minister Mikhail Saakashvili, in Tbilisi, Georgia, on October 7, 2017. That Gavrilov, who is considered by most Georgians to be a Russian official, even though he is an enemy of the state, has made himself so at home has provoked outrage. The vote is good news for the Georgian dream, but not for its supporters in the country, especially those who have opposed it at the invitation of the Georgian dream. Georgia's last direct election for president was in 2008, after the country switched to a parliamentary system following last year's constitutional reforms. But the election is also seen as a test of how the 2020 general election could go and how it will go. If Georgia does not win a parliamentary majority in 2020, it would likely look to form a coalition government. The lack of a credible alternative remains a key factor in reducing its parliamentary majority, and it is considering forming an alliance with the opposing UNMEC, coinciding with the next parliamentary elections in Georgia in 2018 and 2019. Georgia will also prove to be a fighting state in the 2018 presidential elections, as the United States and the European Union are voting for the first time. Here in this guide, we have listed the dates and candidates for each candidate to help you digest. In Iowa, Republicans are considering a bill that would prohibit Secretary of State Paul Patton from sending absentee ballots to voters, which he did in June's primary, when turnout was at record levels. Ohio Republicans have also been considering legislation that would prohibit the top election official from paying for his own travel and accommodation. Visit our guide to the most important races in the U.S. for the 2020 presidential election. Stacey Abrams, the Democratic candidate for Georgia in 2018 who has made voting rights a central issue in her campaign, says the state is better positioned for November because it has no intention of letting anyone vote. There is a perception that the Republican Party in particular is resisting the solution and putting the election at risk, she says. Georgia's opposition is forming a united front for the upcoming parliamentary election as it tries to regain its footing after its response to the coronavirus pandemic boosted the ruling party. On the 19th of June, the Georgian United Front, an alliance of opposition parties and civil society groups, announced that candidates would run in parliamentary elections scheduled for October. The other 73 are elected under a modified two-round system, in which candidates must receive 30% of the valid votes to win in the first round. Negotiations are underway for the remaining two districts to nominate joint candidates. In June 2019, the Georgian Dream announced plans to move the electoral system from a threshold to a full party list with proportional representation. The new electoral law provides for 120 members to be elected in a single constituency, while 30 are elected as constituencies with only one member. In early March 2020, parties from across the political spectrum issued a memorandum of understanding. Several rounds of talks between the government and opposition took place before the proposed amendments were approved with 75% of the votes of the members of parliament. This is all for today, guys. My name is Corey and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of 2020 Elections in the Country of Georgia and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.